Good afternoon and welcome to the Valley Today. I'm Norma Jean Shaw. It is a Valley business today. We are broadcasting live from Shenandoah University, and we have got the man, Dr. Miles Davis. He is the dean here at the Harry F. Byrd Jr. School of Business. Welcome. Always nice to see you.
It's always a pleasure to see you. And you know what?
It is
a beautiful day in the valley.
Indeed it is. The sun is shining. It's beautiful. I'm getting whiplash from all this weather. 3 feet of snow, 60 this weekend. Yeah,
and then ice storms and everything else. I tell you what, but I tell you, whether it's snow, ice, or rain, it's always a beautiful day in the valley.
Indeed.
And last month when we talked, Norma Jean, we had a chance to engage in a conversation about the three things that managers should be doing every day.
Mm-hmm.
And those three things were about building trust, building a team, and about networking. And we've gotten some comments and questions that people have seen me and have asked me about. But I want to extend the conversation because there's one thing that often people don't like to talk about, and they often don't know how to do. And that is, how do you let people go?
Okay.
When it's time, because we associate often with being managerial or leading, with sometimes we like to be nice, mm-hmm. and resist conflict, and we're always worried about getting in trouble with someone for having to let someone go. But particularly since a number of our audience are small business owners, I can tell you from personal experience, there is nothing more detrimental to a small business than an ineffective employee.
Mm-hmm.
But often we don't know how to do that. We don't know how to have a conversation. And we're often so scared and so paranoid. You know, people have come up to me and said, well, I can't fire that person because they're a woman, or I can't fire them because they're black, or I can't fire them because they're a certain age.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's not true. I said, you can't engage in discriminatory practices.
Okay.
However, there is a way to let people go that also can maintain the relationship. And remember, we talked last week about building trust.
Yes.
And trust about competency and confidence. Well, sometimes, I know it's hard for you to imagine, so I need our listeners to hear this, that letting someone go when the organization has changed,
mm-hmm.
or the person is not right for where the organization is going, or they don't demonstrate competencies within their skill and they can't be placed in another one, it's kinder than keeping them around and knowing that they're not able to function at a high level.
So you're not always talking about an outright fireable infraction,
no.
such as
no.
you know, that person stole something, or that
nope.
person, you know, blatantly stayed home for 3 days watching soap operas, but just it's not a good fit for the organization because we've moved on and that person just can't.
Yes, and again, let me be clear. Because this is difficult to do,
mm-hmm.
Particularly someone who has been with you for a long time.
Sure.
But I had an opportunity. I was in Miami a couple of weeks ago.
I know.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Great pictures while we're all snowed in, you bum.
And I had a chance to go into a Shinola store.
Uh-huh.
Now, you're a young lady, so you may not remember Shinola. Shinola.
Mm-hmm.
They used to make bicycles.
I know.
But you know what? I went into Shinola store, and guess what their big item is now?
Watches?
Exactly.
See, I read.
You read.
Okay. But I am young.
But that's exactly my point. So here's the challenge to that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Suppose you were with Shinola
uh-huh.
when they made bicycles.
Sure.
Now, some people can transfer, and some skills are transferable
yes.
from bicycle to watches, but not everybody can.
Sure, and bicycle gears are huge, and tiny little watch gears are, oh my goodness.
Exactly. And so again, I'm very conscious of this, because we have to respect people's humanity,
uh-huh.
but the market has changed, and Shinola was going out of business.
Uh-huh.
It has managed to reinvent itself with new skills. And so that's what I want to talk about today, is not the immediate infraction. It could have been a shift in direction of the organization, because that's what you have to do. Or there could be changes that are occurring, or God forbid you made the wrong decision in bringing that person into that role to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I want to be clear, they haven't done
anything. They haven't done anything wrong. And I'm wondering, sometimes, I guess a person in that position, they've been brought in, they're not a good fit, but sometimes it's more comfortable to stay with what you know, even if it's you're not doing a great job, rather than have to face the unknown and go job hunting. So they're going to hang on,
exactly,
even if they're not doing a great job.
But they're also suffering psychic pain,
sure,
also, because they know it's an ill fit.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm talking about, and this goes along with our theme as we've been talking about what do leaders do?
Sure.
And so part of being a leader is you have to take responsibility for moving your department, your business, your company in the right direction. And the first thing is, don't wait until the end to say what's been working and what hasn't. And it's interesting because sometimes we operate like frogs in a stew. You know, the water's getting warm, but we don't realize it. By the time we realize how hot the water is, we're ready to be eaten.
Oh, dear.
And so, one of the things that is important for you to do as a manager trying to be an effective leader is to give people feedback about their performance.
Mm-hmm.
And this is hard for people because often we don't know how to give feedback, either positive or negative. We don't know how to let people know appropriately what they're doing well. And sometimes we engage because of how we are. And let's be clear. We are this way. We engage in passive-aggressive behavior. Is that this person isn't performing. Instead of telling them what's wrong, we just start staying away from them.
Yeah.
We don't talk to them as much.
Mm-hmm.
We don't invite them to the right lunches. You know, and so they're left wondering. And you look like a jerk because before you were interacting with this person, and they have no context for what the change is.
They just notice that there is a change, and that makes one feel, for lack of a term, icky,
I guess.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then part of it is to give them feedback and then ask them questions. Because if you don't see what the issues are, it does feel like it's personal.
Mm-hmm.
And so it might be worthwhile to ask the person, do you see what the gaps are?
Mm-hmm.
You might want to ask them, in other words, you've noticed a set of things before pouncing on them with what you've noticed. You might want to ask them if they've noticed what you've noticed in order to get a decision about that. And again, it's important, even in that feedback, to thank them for their hard work because some people really are doing the best that they can do.
You know, that goes a long way, a thank you. And sometimes it is important to say, I appreciate what you're doing, and I think we're all guilty of that. Things are just going along well, and you just assume that folks know that
yes,
you appreciate them. So it's okay to say, you know, I appreciate what you're doing here.
Because even, you know, let's face it, no matter how ineffective, I'll use that word,
mm-hmm,
no matter how ineffective a person is in the present role or the projected role, there's still something they're doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And so even if it's, which may sound paradoxical, to thank them for their participation, thank them for what they're doing, because you don't want them to walk away demoralized.
No, that's never
so
good.
So you want to reaffirm and give them feedback. And so we also feel the same way about our sponsors. We don't want our sponsors demoralized, and so we want to give them positive feedback. So, Norma Jean, I'm going to turn it over to you to take us into a commercial.
Well, I think that's a fine idea. We will continue our live broadcast from Shenandoah University's Harry F. Byrd School of Business right after this.
Bank of Clark's e-statement has huge benefits, including on-time account statement delivery, safety, and easy history searches. E-statements are also environmentally friendly. Sign up for online banking today to start receiving e-statements. Already an online customer? Simply request e-statements today.
Bank of Clark County, banking done right longer.
Member FDIC.
Wow, Dish is introducing the brand new 3-year TV price guarantee. Start watching TV today and stop worrying about your bill. Via satellite, your local Dish authorized retailer standing by. Only $49.99 a month for 3 years with 190 channels. Save on this no-hassle deal and no big surprises. Call 540-636-3765 now or viasatinc.com. Limited time offer requires credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. One TV included, $7 each additional TV. Price guarantee does not include taxes or surcharges. Offer ends 4/4/16. Other restrictions apply.
Molloy Toyota in Winchester celebrates President's Day by offering you huge savings on every Toyota in stock. Customers from our three-state region are sharing the word. Molloy Toyota is willing to deal. Take advantage of Molloy Toyota's choices, a fantastic selection, big factory rebates, or 0% financing, no money down deals, and big Molloy discounts. For example, 2015 RAV4s with all incentives, $24,574, or 2016 Corollas, just $17,910. These prices include freight and approved credit, plus tax, tags, and processing fee. Plus, don't forget, Molloy Toyota offers big discounts on all other new 2016 Toyotas in stock. Additionally, Molloy pays top dollar for trades and is willing to deal. You'll get the Molloy Toyota you want at the payment you need. Don't miss Molloy Toyota's 2016 President's Day sale event. Molloy Toyota in Winchester or MolloyToyota.com. Think Toyota. Make it Molloy Toyota.
This is the Valley Today.
This forecast is a service of Century 21 Campbell Realty, with over 30 years of professional realty services in the Northern Shenandoah Valley. Whether you're buying or selling, let the experienced full-time realtors of Century 21 Campbell Realty get you moved in or out. Call 636-2971.
A beautiful weekend in the forecast. Some chilly weather between now and then. Variable cloudiness with a high of 45 this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 25. And Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 38. The forecast for Friday, partly sunny with a high of 46. A warm front moves in Friday night, Saturday and Sunday as high pressure builds in. Look for mostly sunny skies, high of 60 on Saturday and 58 on Sunday. Enjoy your afternoon. Kemp Miller for the Valley Today.
Welcome back to the Valley Today. I'm Norma Jean Shaw. Just a reminder, you can always go to our brand new website, theriver953.com. Click our On Demand tab, find a program you like to listen to, and download it there. In addition to the Valley Today, you'll find the News at Noon, Education Watch, and more. Also, follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/theriver953. We now head back into our conversation with Dr. Miles Davis as we broadcast live from Shenandoah University, and it's Dr. Miles Davis. Yeah, you know, there's a lot going on here today. You have a big class right next door, so it's very noisy and boisterous, but we love that because it's all about learning.
We are at a university, and if it was too quiet, you feel like you were at a library, so it's okay, Norma.
Yeah, we love having the students stop by, and they're all stopping by to say hello to you.
So one of the things that we were talking about before we went into the break was providing feedback. And part of it is asking the questions, whether people see what you see. But also, you want to ask people what they're experiencing and what they're going through. Because sometimes it's tough, you know, without going into too much detail. Right now, I have an employee who's going through difficult times. Mm-hmm. And if I was to judge her entire performance by what she is doing at a difficult time, that's not fair. Yeah. You know, we all have off days. We all have personal traumas and stuff that we're dealing with. So ask that they don't shut down and then stretch goals. Now, here's the important thing, is that you walk away from the feedback if there is a gap in where you want people to be, giving them a chance to do that, but that has to be monitored. And if employees continue to struggle, you can ask them, you check in with them again within a reasonable period of time, 30 days, 60 days, whatever works well in your organization, how they feel about their progress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you set the right tone, folks will open up and express their fears and frustrations. They will let you know what's going on with them. Now, I want to go back again. I know our listeners, I only get to be on the third Wednesday of every month, but the first thing that I said last month on the 20th, so you can go download the podcast, was you have to build trust.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that trust is to build a rapport with employees that they come to you with their issues. I would tell you, one of the people who I respect is a leader. Number one on my list is Colin Powell. And my quote that always sticks in my head about Colin Powell, about leadership, he says that you're in trouble when your troops stop coming to you with their issues. Because either one, they figure you cannot do anything about them, or they figure you do not care. In either case, you're in trouble. And so what I want to mention is ask them how they feel about their struggles, assuming that you have established a relationship with them, that they can tell you what's going on with them. Because the reality is, I don't think that anybody shows up for work wanting to fail.
I think you're right about that.
So they come and want to do a good job. So they may have problems and challenges about how they evolved into their role. Now, here's the issue. Once you've determined that it is them and not you, as a relationship goes, it's you, it's not me anymore. Once you decide that some people aren't right fit for the long term, tell them. Let them know. That doesn't mean that you fire them on the spot or give people, but give people as much time as you can to sort out where they're headed next. This is the human part of it. Mm-hmm. This is effective leadership. And I know people say, oh, you know, I don't want to tell somebody because they're going to act out or whatever. But going back to the things that I said a month ago, leadership, team building, and networking, at this point it comes together because you can't talk about being an effective manager or letting somebody go and maintaining a relationship if you haven't built upon those things first.
Okay.
And so then once you've gotten to the point that they're ready to go, you know, maybe you know, you can use a 60 or 90-day performance improvement plan with the understanding that at the end of that time, if there hasn't been improvement, that person must go. There have to be milestones they hit. And the reality of it is, by this point, it's very unlikely that they're going to hit that.
Okay.
But at least they have been formally put on notice to look for a new job.
Okay. And so let's take a real-life scenario here. Let's say you have a company and maybe tech is the next big hurdle.
You have
somebody who's maybe late 50s and they want to work till they're 62, 63, and you get this whole honking new system that they,
right.
that they're trying to learn, but they can't. Is that kind of a...
Well, see, and that's the thing. And this is very unfortunate because... And I know my mother listens to this show, so I hope she'll forgive me for pulling this out. So I brought my mother a smartphone. I brought her a tablet. I did not realize I was going to become her IT department.
Oh, yeah.
So, but the reality of it is that it's often harder for people after they get to a certain age.
Indeed.
To learn certain things. It's just the reality. It's just a different context. Not that they're stupid.
No.
It's just hard to incorporate newer things, newer technology, whatever. And so you can set up a milestone, and thank God, if they hit it, then they stay on, they stay involved. However, if they do not, as the owner of the company or the manager of the business or the charge of the department, you have to say, I'm sorry, Norma Jean, and even though I would never say this to you, Norma Jean, but I'm sorry, Norma Jean, I really do need to get somebody in here to handle this because often you're shifting their work onto somebody else who has because you're trying to save them. And that builds other resentment within your organization.
Okay, so, and that is a reality for some companies sometimes. And is there ever a way out of that, Dr. Davis? Or maybe sometimes jobs shift and you might bring somebody else in newer but find a different place?
Exactly. So there's two things. One is that you try to find a different place within the organization because you do want to keep good people around. Or you also use your network, which sounds weird, but you have to understand that because somebody isn't right for a job one place, doesn't mean they're not right someplace else.
Sure.
And I will tell you, what's always right with us is our sponsors. So let's see what they have for us.
Indeed. Well, you make it so easy for me. We will continue our live broadcast from Shenandoah University right after this.
The Economic Development Authority offers financing options for Warren County businesses under the USDA Rural Business Enterprise Loan Program and the USDA Intermediary Relending Program. The Rural Business Enterprise Loan Program offers low-interest microloans for startups and small expansions and to date has loaned $1.6 million to 52 local small businesses. The Intermediary Relending Program is a program where loans are made by USDA to a local entity who then relends the money at a low rate of interest. To date, EDA has loaned $250,000 for two major expansions in the community. The EDA Executive Director is a Development Finance Certified Professional. EDA staff services the loans in-house and issues annual audited program reports to the USDA. Providing streamlined processes and accessible funding for local businesses is a critical component in sustaining a healthy economy. EDA, the work continues.
There's never enough time in the day when you run your own business. Too much to do. Too many questions. Too many records to keep. How can you make sure you've got everything done to keep your business, your family, and your employees safe from things you can't anticipate? The professionals at the Insurance Center of Winchester can't create time, but they can make sure your business is protected against lawsuits, fire, business interruptions, and all those unforeseen events that can make it tough for a business to survive. Call the professionals at the Insurance Center of Winchester at 540-667-0700 today for a no-obligation review of your business coverage. It's time to make sure you're covered. Call today, 540-667-0700, or visit InsuranceCenterWin.com. That's 540-667-0700 or InsuranceCenterWin.com. The Insurance Center of Winchester, professionals who care.
You're listening to The Valley Today.
Welcome back to The Valley Today. I'm Norma Jean Shaw. Not a lot of time as we continue our broadcast with Dr. Miles Davis. He is the dean here at Shenandoah University's Harry F. Byrd Jr. School of Business. Dr. D.
Well, thank you. And we left talking about what to do and the conversation to have when it's clear that the person isn't effective in their job. And so one of the things that we all forget is to keep the conversation as constructive as possible and help people focus on the future. Talk about what works for them. And this is really difficult for us because they're working for us. But again, I want us to realize that just because somebody doesn't do well within one context doesn't mean they can't do well in another context. And so you might want to explore with them what their strengths are, or where do they find happiness, what's joyful for them, and to help them be more self-aware while not crushing their confidence. Because everybody can do something. Mm-hmm. It's just that sometimes it's not a good fit in the present position that they're in. And so spending time to recognize that humanity and encourage them to look outside themselves too. So they need to scan the horizon for the next position where somebody might have thought that they always wanted to be an ABC, and the reality is that they need to be an XYZ. Yeah.
And that's important to know, because isn't it about three job changes, career changes that people have, or that used to be the numbers, probably more now.
Yeah, and let me be clear. I know some of the listeners are saying, well, what about me? You know, I'm 45, 50 years old, and I'm going through this, and it's unlikely. And let me acknowledge the anxiety that's producing. But also, let's be clear, your age is not an inhibitor to opportunity. So, for instance, you know, you talk about me being in Miami. I'm not saying this is for everybody, and I know that this doesn't exist in the Shenandoah Valley, but I had a chance to talk to other people who are Uber drivers.
Mm-hmm.
And they got into it because it gave them the flexibility. They would have never thought about doing this. And one of the things that Senator Mark Warner was here this morning, and what he talked about was the gig economy, which allows us to take on jobs. He said, but one of the biggest things that has enabled the gig economy to work is that we've transition from society where the only way you can get health care is to work with the Affordable Care Act. So now I can purchase insurance and go work independently, and if it's driving for Uber that I want to do or doing a project for somebody else, it also offers opportunity. And so what we're going to do, because we're running out of time, when we come back next month, we will discuss about how to exit with grace, how to help them exit from grace from a company, and then also discuss about what happens to those who are left behind, because they're impacted too when people leave the firm.
Okay, and if folks might want to send questions to you in the meantime,
Absolutely. How would
they do that?
They can reach me. I tell you what, instead of me giving, I'll give it, but they can also check inside the website. But go to the Byrd School of Business, Shenandoah University, put my name in, or MDAVI3, the number 3 at SU.edu. But again, you can find me on the SU website, and we can explore questions around this issue.
And you are always here to help everyone with all those needs. This is a place of learning.
Yeah, well, we try, and we don't want people to be in fear. We want you to live your dreams and not your fears.
All right. Well, that'll do it. Another show with Dr. Davis from Harry F. Byrd Jr. School of Business. Have a great afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow.